U.S. Vice President Joe Biden met with French President François Hollande. The two top politicians reported almost nothing but common ground on the issues of Mali, Syria, Iran, the global economy, and climate change. Since former President Nicolas Sarkozy ended 40 years of French independence by joining France to NATO, the two nations have marched almost in lockstep. Many speculated that Hollande could end Sarkozy's fiercely anti-Iranian policies, but that has not been the case.
I complimented the president and his predecessor on the strong stand that France has taken to make it clear to Iran that we mean business. These are the most consequential sanctions, in no small part because of France's leadership, that have been imposed in the all 40 years that I've been involved in international affairs.
But Biden did confirm that the U.S. has made the first step to try and thaw long-frozen U.S.-Iranian relations with an offer of direct negotiations.
Now I reiterate what has been our position. When and if the Supreme Leader and the Iranians are prepared to discuss the essence of what is at the core of this of these embargoes, we're prepared to discuss. We're prepared to meet with them individually.
Biden expressed total support for France's invasion of Mali, for which the U.S. has provided intelligence and logistical support. Amid continued French airstrikes, the secular Tuareg group, the MLNA, announced they have arrested two senior religious extremists.
The Salafists have no popularity, and they are opposed by both the locals and the tribal chiefs of northern Mali. But is it right for the West to invade in order to liberate Mali, or should the Malians liberate themselves? That's the question.
France's invasion has permitted the U.S. to install a drone base in the Sahara, something they have long been rumored to covet, as the U.S. recently signed a military deal with Niger, Mali's neighbor. Ex-President Nicolas Sarkozy received constant domestic criticism that he was too closely allied with the United States. And on nearly every major issue, President Hollande has continued to follow the lead of the Americans. It's causing many to wonder if France's singular view of world affairs is a thing of the past. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.